Hey, welcome to the Comic Syllabus Podcast. If you've heard us before, you know what we're about. And if you haven't heard this podcast, if this is your first episode of the Comic Syllabus, where have you been? what a time to start listening. This is a bit of a farewell for now. This podcast has been going for a couple of years now, and every other week at the MultiversityComics.com network of podcasts. And we are going to take an indefinite break. This podcast has been about, it's been about the endeavor to, as our slogan says, read widely and to dig deep in the world of comics, to consider how comics play a part in social and cultural change. It's always been a quirky endeavor and something where I've been able to pursue various interests. I've had the honor of talking to comics creators and comics scholars and comics critics of various kinds. Had the privilege of talking to my brother, my daughter, other friends, and it's been really fun to do this. This podcast has been a pet project and well worth my time and effort. Getting the word out about some great comics, as well as interacting with people that have been truly, truly an honor to talk to about their works, or to dig deep into different kinds of studies of graphic novels with. And so I thank all the guests, and I thank everybody who has, indulged me in this conversation where I've been able to pursue my thoughts and curiosities about comics. And thank you to all of you. The listeners of this podcast have always been the reason why I wanted to persist. I got to say that it's been fun, but there's things going on in my life. And I've been finishing my graduate studies and now getting ready for the next stages of my career, my academic career. And at the same time, I've had the opportunity to jump aboard the Comics Alternative podcast every week as part of the weekly review show on Wednesdays over with Derek. And at the same time, we started an idea here and at the other podcast at Multiversity, That's the Issue. Matt Loon and I had the idea of reading Jack Kirby's Fourth World Omnibus together week by week. And that's something that's going to take us through the next 6 months, really, sort of this latter half of 2018. We're going to have a bi-weekly podcast that is reading through The Fourth World Omnibus by Jack Kirby and all the New Gods material, sort of in anticipation of a New Gods movie, sort of because it's a significant work, sort of because it'll be fun. And so I'm kind of diverting my attention there. It doesn't mean that I have not appreciated or would not ever want to come back to doing Comic Syllabus. It's just that I have too much going on, I think, to sustain all of those things at once. And Mother Box is something more focused and more contained. And Comics Alternative is really an opportunity to talk about some great comics. It's fun to talk about them with Derek Parker Royal and the other folks with PhDs talking about comics at that site, and I'll still be contributing as I can at Multiversity, writing reviews and pieces, and so Comic Syllabus is let's just say on like I said, on indefinite hiatus until things clear up, possibly, and maybe I'll retake the mic and re-enliven this feed once things line up. We don't know what will happen after Mother Box, after we finish the omnibus. Maybe we'll continue to do short run podcasts where we read through things or things like that. So anyway, in just fondness and an appreciation for all of you for having been listeners, I do want to just kind of go out thanking some specific people, and that's just also just mentioning some comics that I've been reading this year and enjoying this year. So I'll do that a little bit after the break. You'll hear a promo spot, and then I'll come back and talk about some of those things for a little bit. All right.
Hello, we're the hosts of the Multiversity Manga Club podcast. I'm Emily.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Walter. Each month, we pick a manga to read and discuss among ourselves. Past books include Monster,
A Silent Voice,
and Pokemon Adventures.
We also look back on the past month's installments of Weekly Shonen Jump, discussing the highs and lows from the Viz anthology. We've even discussed notable manga adaptations like Netflix's Death Note.
At the end of each episode, we announce next month's book club pick, so you can read along with us. We're always open to suggestions for future books as well.
So join us on the first Friday of every month on MultiversityComics.com, Apple Podcasts, or your podcatcher of choice.
Okay, you know, it's June. No, it's not. It's July. shows how out of it I've been. And there's been a lot of good comics this year, and I just want to rattle off a few of my favorites that I've read this year, some of which I've had the chance to talk about on this podcast or on the Comics Alternative podcast, where if you just go to their website, comicsalternative.com, and you type in Paul, you'd be able to find episodes that I've been on more recently, especially as I've started to be on the weekly review show. I think it's been a good year in comics, but I have to say that, of all the things that I have read, I think that they could easily populate a top 10 list, a favorites list of the year, and yet, it's only half a year, so I'm really excited for kind of the state of things that are out there to read. I think my reading has continued to dwell in the various categories that this podcast has always brought us to. I've continued to try to read manga and European comics and web comics, newspaper comics, things like that. But I think that some of these favorites will pretty much hover in the same area of graphic novels or if you want to call them those, and a few series that I think have been standout for me. So just a run through of some of those early in the year. Why Art from Eleanor Davis from Fantagraphics really kind of kicked off my thinking this year about the sort of funny and sometimes absurd way that art speaks to and intersects with our life. So if you haven't checked out that one, it's an interesting and a really different kind of book from the sort of quirky voice of Eleanor Davis. More recently, I read A Western World by Michael DeForge over at Comics Alternative. We did a spotlight on Koyama Press's releases from the year. And DeForge's A Western World was one of the books that, reminded me why Michael DeForge's voice is so distinctive. But because it was a collection of a bunch of works from DeForge from throughout the years, you know, DeForge to me is an artist who, when you first see his art, you know, you may say, oh, that's not my usual, that's not usually what attracts me. It's weird. But actually, the stories are very readable. Ant Colony, for instance, about an ant colony and some hilarious directions that this colony goes in, and at the same time can be very thought-provoking about the nature of coexistence, codependence in a colony, social lives, interwoven stuff like that. So A Western World is really an anthology of a bunch of shorter pieces from different anthologized works of DeForge, and really gives you his sensibility in a bunch of different flavors. So that's a recent one that I would definitely check out if I were you. But speaking of cartooning that draws the eye or doesn't, one cartoonist who's who has drawn my eye is Hartley Lynn, formerly known as Ethan Riley or Riley. Either way, Ethan Riley was actually just an anagram of his actual name, which we found out this year. Hartley Lynn, who came out with Young Francis, which is the graphic novel sort of collection of the various pieces about, or many various pieces, most of the various pieces about Francis and her friend. Whose name I'm blanking on right now, but Young Francis is a really fun book about two sort of youngish friends, really good friends, who one of whom is a lawyer, and Francis is trying to make it in her law firm while her friend, the actress, is trying to make it in that business, and they're just such a great contrast of voices and personalities, and Francis's experiences as paralegal or whatever her role is in the law firm, and the sort of crazy life of high speed the legal world. That stuff is great fun. Von Spatz by Anna Highfish is another one that I would highly recommend. It's again another quirky tonally similar, actually, to Michael DeForge, and somewhat absurd. But basically, Walt Disney and Saul Steinberg and other folks are in a in Von Spatz's clinic for mental wellness, and they sort of interact with each other, and it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't read Von Spatz, that's another one that I would recommend. But maybe the graphic novel of the year so far for me has been Nick Dernasso's Sabrina. And if you haven't heard about this one from Drawn and Quarterly, you know, the critical reviews and plaudits have really, really announced this as maybe the comic of the year. That's been my sense about it. And I think it's deserved. I wrote a review about it for Multiversity and talked about it on Comics Alternative as well. And Sabrina is really an incredible, sort of deeply disturbing, long-form story. Dernasso's previous books have tended to be short story collections. This one is one long story about the kinds of you know, wedges and social paranoias that exist in our contemporary society because of the kinds of, you know, violence, gun violence, you know, mass shootings, sort of senseless murder that we see splashed all over our media. And, you know, and the effect that all of that has on us and our relationships. And so super fascinating, slow boiling, really edge of your seat. Edge of your seat graphic novel where most of the pages seem to be nothing happening at all except a couple of folks sitting around in a room. And yet the tension is so tightly wound, it's to unbearable. It's so good. Sabrina by Nick Dernasso is highly, highly recommended. Also just want to shout out a few series that, you know, I feel like Comic Syllabus has been lucky enough to spotlight. I've really enjoyed a number of Image series this year. Isola is one that's been amazingly beautiful. Skyward is another one that's been, I think, amazingly beautiful. Other ones that are good that we've sort of been able to kind of continue to see their continued rollout. You know, I just wanted to shout out Number One with a Bullet, whose writer Jacob Simon came on the podcast, and so honored to be able to talk to him, especially given how much I enjoyed that series. And again, it's similar kind of commentary on our world today. I also really, really enjoyed Paradiso and had the privilege of having Ram V on twice and have, you know, continued to enjoy that as its fifth issue is actually now coming out. So Ram V is a super articulate and thoughtful, smart guy. And I have loved talking to him and having him on the show. And Paradiso is an interesting series to look at and to check out as well. Eternity Girl, Mags Visaggio, and Sunny Liu has been one of my favorite series of this year, and guys over at DC3Cast have, you know, have shouted out that book, and deservedly so. It's really, really good. If you're not reading Fantagraphics Now anthology, I think that's one that you should just sort of put on your list, because it's it just sort of persistently high quality, you know, high quality anthologies. And, you know, even if every short story is not for you, there's a whole lot on there that's pretty, pretty outstanding. So definitely check out those various series that are ongoing. And I also just have thoroughly enjoyed a bunch of comics for kids. We talked about Mushroom Fan Club a few weeks ago. That was with my daughter, co-host kid, and loved that. Prince and the Dressmaker by Jen Wang was another favorite of this year, which I got to, again, talk about on Comics Alternative. But Chad Sell, who was our guest last episode of this podcast, and the Cardboard Kingdom book that he wrote and drew and also co-wrote with a bunch of other people is probably my favorite all-ages comic of the year so far. And so as I always say, all ages doesn't mean only for kids. It really does mean for all ages, and I think it's one that everybody I've heard about reading it has really enjoyed and appreciated it. So if you haven't checked out Cardboard Kingdom, let me highly, highly recommend it right now. I'm sure I'm leaving some stuff out. Certainly there's the ongoing adventures of Marvel and DC and many, many Image series. But I think I'll just draw that line there. Those are things that I've been reading lately. And, you know, if you're looking for to this podcast for recommendations, those are some that I would just immediately, you know, throw out there. Yeah, I just also wanted to just kind of put a cap on this run of Comic Syllabus with a lot of thanks, because, you know, it's been, like I said at the top, a huge honor and also a huge amount of fun for me personally, really meaningful. Went through a really difficult stage of life in the last couple of years of this podcast. And some of you listeners and, you know, who've been guests or lent your voice or just offered your support have meant the world to me, helped me through those really tough times. And so I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You know who you are. I do shout people out often, and I'm fearful of doing that right now by name because I know I'll leave out somebody. But some of you have just corresponded back and forth with me about comics and otherwise. Some of you I know have gone through your own trials as well. A lot of friends from Multiversity, and it's been fun sort of being partners with you and watching your writing and you know, some of you, your podcasting and contributions at the site. Others of you just comics readers and fans and, you know, people who study comics, and some of you have been on to talk with me about comics you know, to really read together and think about the world together and think about what comics can sort of create and afford us. And that's been really great fun. Some of you have written with me at the site at Multiversity, and others of you, you know, even if you haven't been on the podcast, I think have relied on our interaction for lots of meaning, lots of you know, why we have such a good time with this medium and how it helps us to process the world that we're living in. And it's a crazy world that requires us to work and to act and to speak up. Part of the reason I feel like I need to sort of, you know, I guess put the podcast on pause or put a pin in this podcast and sort of work through other endeavors is also because I just know that there is, you know, a lot of organizing and education and really activism that also calls for our engagement as in addition to our family and friends and things like that. And I've been able to do that, but it's been exhausting. And so I think this is just one of the corners of my life that I just have to cinch up at this point. So look, you know, keep it locked at this spot, not this podcast feed, I think, but every other week here at Multiversity on Tuesdays, we're going to be releasing The Mother Box, Matt Loon and I, and we'll be reading through that. So join us for that. Join us for that read through. I think it'll be great fun. Also look for me over at Comics Alternative and look for me just around the comics internet. I don't plan to be an auspicious presence, but I'll be here and I'll be always eager and welcoming your voice, your feedback, your contributions, and our dialogue. So thank you, friends. Take care. Signing off for now. Until next time. All right.